With me, I have Glenn Kyle, the OMA coach. We're standing here today at conditions which are pretty arctic. I can assure you, and that's the way the match was played. Glenn, what's your feelings about today?
Well, very disappointed, obviously, to lose. And I thought the lads put in a fairly good shift in patches, you know. And early on in the game, we had an opportunity to score early on. We didn't convert it, and they broke down and got a score, and that sort of set them off. So it's sort of the story of the season so far. I think it's sort of six or seven straight defeats in a row. You know, it's very disappointing with one thing and another, with a few injuries and what have you, but no excuses. And we have to try and get back on the horse again, as they say, and try and get a better second half to the season. But today the lads fought as well as they can against a fairly good team from Belfast, and we'll play them in 4 weeks again. Hopefully we'll do a bit better.
Well, because you had the disappointment of Ballina and Bangor in the two games where you could probably have come away with 8 points. Yeah. But, I mean, I thought today, you know, I was talking to a few of the Estonians boys before you came out, and that's one of the hardest games they had this season. And certainly I would have thought that the 25 minutes after half-time, they were starting to panic a wee bit at that 26-5.
Yeah, that's for sure. The boys, just a very, very young squad here, average age 18, 19, 20, and to be honest, it's difficult to see, you know, experience in the team is something that we really, really need. And we haven't got that experience, unfortunately. But we are building something. I think we're doing okay as far as building some, but the results for sure aren't what I want them to be. And as you mentioned there, Bangor and Ballina are very, very winnable games. But we're just not getting the rub of the green at the moment, and we'll just have to keep training and fighting, and hopefully in the second half of the season it'll be better than the first half.
Well, looking at your results and following, because unfortunately through COVID I haven't been up here for nearly 3 years, but I mean every match I see, you know, you either have a try bonus point or a losing bonus point, and that's the frustrating thing.
Yeah.
I think it's three losing bonus points you have.
Yeah.
Where you're so near, with two or three of the games went within, yeah, 3 or 4 points. But I mean, in the second half of the season, you know that those are teams now you can beat.
100%. Like, the boys just need that wee rub of the green. Someday things will go well for us. We fought back there the last 15 minutes, played some great rugby, but just unfortunately we're letting teams away with too big of a lead early on. And again, it's just a confidence thing. Once you get into a rut of defeats, it's very, very sometimes difficult mentally nearly for the player to believe that he can win a game. And that's the challenge now in the second half. We have to have a good feel about the place. We just have to keep pushing on and persevering with the really, really young squad. Our average age is 20-odd. So, you know, it's one of them things. You just need patience with your player, and that's just going to take a wee bit of time. And that's just one thing that we have to really focus on, patience in the second half of the season.
Well, half the matches are gone, so you've played everybody you're going to play again.
Yeah.
So was it fair to say that you'd be confident that you're going to pick up a lot more points in the second half?
Well, for sure, we're going to try and put in a big shift now over the next number of weeks to try and get the boys fitter and better for next season. We're not going to lie down, we're not going to quit. We're going to give it our best shot, and I believe we have the young players here, good enough young players to do a job, but we'll just have to hope that they buy into the programme over the next coming weeks and months.